1 Zulu 7, Echo Victor Romeo. This is November Alpha Sierra ISS. 2, everyone down there in Italy, it's a great pleasure to be addressing you. This is my first ham radio contact, so I'm honored to be sharing this experience with you. As for the first question from Michael, how do I keep fit? It is very important for astronauts to exercise every day. Either run on a treadmill or exercise by using a device that mimics the effects of weightlifting, so we can use the resistance exercise to keep our muscles fit as well. Very good question, Giussi. Food is very important to us on the ISS, and we have a variety of items we can choose from, including some Italian dishes. Some of my favorites include classics like spaghetti and also tortellini. Angelo, the electric power that we have comes from the sun. We have solar arrays on the Russian and the American modules that collect the sun energy from the sun and convert it to electricity. Anna Maria, we don't really feel alone. Of course, we're very busy, so we have something to do all the time. And in the quiet moments, of course, we both miss our families and our friends. So we do miss home sometimes, but we don't really feel alone. Yes, living on board the ISS is very nice. It's very comfortable to be in zero gravity and float around very effortlessly. The only thing, of course, is that you can't go outside, just like at home. Yes, Antonella, we can actually talk very nicely with our family. We have some telephones on board that we can make short phone calls, and we also have email. And once a week, we can have a private conference with them with the video. Yes, Christina, we look out the windows, of course, with our own eyes, but we also use cameras with big lenses so we can photograph parts of the Earth. We also have some binoculars if we want to look something more closely. Yes, Centron, we work the same time, so we do not work shifts. We work pretty much like we do on Earth. They have a work day and then after hours. So after work, we do kind of what we do on Earth. We catch up on small chores, we eat meals, and we relax. And of course, we're not. This is not our first flight, so we knew what to expect. It was very easy. Yes, Mohammed, the Earth is the most beautiful thing you can see from the space station. It's incredibly beautiful, very colorful, and we feel very happy when we see it. Yes, Alessandro, we do a lot of different experiments, but we do some medical experiments as well as some basic science experiments. So that's a very good question. Let's see, are you asking about the change of orbit? Yes, we can change the orbit slightly. We have to do what's called a reboost to move ourselves higher, because over time our orbit will come down a little bit. In fact, we just finished such a maneuver recently. Well, of course, for the future, we are all looking forward to a big project to go to Mars together, and perhaps one of you kids will be the first person to be on Mars. Well, Lucretia, the training is not hard, but it's very long, and so it can get kind of tiring, but it's and some of it is challenging, but it's all very, very well prepared. Yes, Lorenzo, we have a device on board that uses electricity to take the oxygen out of water, and so we resupply the ship with oxygen that way. We can also resupply the ship with oxygen from tanks on the Progress vehicle. Yes, outside the ISS, we are over Eastern Europe. We are near the border of Russia and Kazakhstan, and we just passed over the southern tip of Italy probably just a few minutes ago. Well, the Russians have flown someone in space for over a year, for almost 430 days, so we're not sure where the limit is yet, but we can stay for a year probably. If you can hear me,